You're listening to Impact 103. I'm Owen Farley. It is great to be with you again this Monday morning. I am very excited for what we're going to be talking about because it gives us an opportunity to be real, to challenge the way that we think and be transformed into the very image and likeness of Jesus Christ, which is love. I had a great weekend. I'm telling you, I had a great weekend. I was actually up in Limpopo and we went soul winning. And just over those 2 days, just to be out there and placing my focus on things that are outside of me and placing it on other people and just sharing the love of God, man, I'm telling you, it really changes your perspective on what life is really all about. It gives you a burning desire to really know who God is and to see Him work in people's lives, whether it be in signs, wonders, miracles. We saw it. People laying hands on the sick and seeing them being recovered. It's what God actually came to give us. It's a life worth living, and it's definitely accessible for every single one of us. And it got me thinking about who God is. And I was just praying what it is He was actually really asking us to do. And so as I was praying, I just really felt Him say, people need to know me as an all-consuming fire. And it says in the scripture, says, let us therefore receiving a kingdom that is firm and stable and cannot be shaken, offer to God pleasing service and acceptable worship. Man, I read that first part and I'm just like over the moon already because I know God's given me a kingdom through Jesus. Jesus said, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. We are able to actually live in the kingdom of God here on earth. And He's asking us to join in that work. He's asking us and He's saying, offer to God pleasing service and acceptable worship with modesty and pious care and godly fear and awe, for God is indeed an all-consuming fire. And today, I just really feel like we need to go into this. We need to go into really understanding who God is, what He's asked us to do. And I'm very excited for it because I just get to testify about who God is and His kingdom. And we're going to go into it right after this.
Do you know how much Jesus loves you? Being real with Owen Farley. Honestly, He's got more for you. Every Monday and Tuesday at 9:30 a.m. Exclusively on Impact 103.
Being on fire for God looks like something. Jesus, when He came, He set up a different way for us. And He said, you will do the same things that I've done and even greater things than these. And it's so important for us to grasp that. The things that are possible for us through the power of the Holy Spirit. It reminds me of this scripture, which is super powerful. Luke 3:16. John answered them all by saying, I baptize you with water, but He who is mightier than I is coming, the strap of whose sandals I am not fit to unfasten. He will baptize you in the Holy Spirit and with fire. Now, with me, God, I think He just did it a bit differently because I, as a kid, was baptized with the Holy Spirit. But it took me such a long time to actually understand what had happened. I mean, I remember going through in school and realizing, man, there's some things that I just feel so convicted for. Like, I can't do what everyone else around me is doing. I feel like I just can't step into that. And I was wondering, like, why can't I do these things? And I realized it later on that it was the Holy Spirit that was living inside of me, that was protecting me, that was guiding me, that was showing me this is what I want you to learn. He was teaching me, because the Bible says He will teach you everything you need to know through the power of the Spirit. And it was like a few years. If I remember correctly, I must have been around four or five when I got baptized with the Holy Spirit, and everyone was speaking in tongues around me, and I'm like, okay, I also want to do this. And I went up and spoke with someone, and they just said, you know, just let it bubble up out of your belly and just allow the Holy Spirit to speak through you. And I didn't really get it. For me, I was like, man, I don't get this. And for a long time, I think until I was 16, I was in church and people were talking in tongues in the church. And the church was actually had a moment where the pastor said, you know, we're all going to pray in tongues. And at that moment, I remember feeling like, man, I really want this gift of speaking in a heavenly language. And I realized through the Holy Spirit, just there in church, he reminded me, you've been baptized by the Holy Spirit and you can do this. Just ask me to give you the gift and I'll give it to you. So I was like, okay, Lord, I'm asking. I want to be able to speak in tongues. And as I was listening to everybody else speaking in tongues, I just surrendered to the Holy Spirit and he just started flowing through me. And all of a sudden I'm speaking a language that was from heaven. And I felt like a complete shift in who I was because I realized that I was accessing the Holy Spirit that lives inside of me, and he is giving me power. He's giving me the ability to really commune with and pray the perfect and pleasing prayer, the perfect and pleasing plan that God has for my life. And I'm telling you, those two moments were very separate. I remember being baptized with the Holy Spirit, but then also remember being baptized in fire. And it was such a crazy experience. And I'm going to let you know about it in just a bit. But before that, we have The Color with Better Way. And so stay tuned because this is such an awesome conversation for me. And I know that if God did it for me, he said, I'm not a respecter of persons. I will surely do it for you. And it's such an encouragement to be able to say, I can walk on fire. Just like God is an all-consuming fire, I can carry the fire of God. I can be on fire for him and actually do things that only Jesus could do. Every single person that has encountered Jesus has definitely been changed by his love. After you have that encounter with God and his real love and his power, you are definitely changed forever. And this scripture, Luke 3:16, is really a powerful one. Something that we're reading this morning. John saying, I will baptize you with water, but he will baptize you. This is Jesus. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire. And this actually, I had such a beautiful moment this weekend. We were out on the streets soul winning in Limpopo, and we had all these kids just flocking through to us. And we asked how many of them had been baptized with the Holy Spirit, and a few of them had not to. I'm saying it's actually quite a bit. It was like 50 odd kids had not received the Holy Spirit. And so we lined them up and each of the people that were out there started laying hands on them to receive the Holy Spirit. And I'm telling you, from my perspective, it's so fulfilling when you know that you're doing what God has asked you to do. As it says in Matthew 28:19, go therefore and make disciples of all the nations. Help the people to learn of me, believe in me, and obey my words, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And it was such a beautiful thing to see these kids experience the power and the love of God. Some of them started speaking in tongues immediately, some of them not. And I realized that in my own life, I hadn't started speaking in tongues immediately. It was only like a few years afterwards that I actually really gave the legal right, the surrender over to the Lord and said, Lord, I just want you, please, to give me that gift of speaking in tongues. And it is available for every single believer. It says in Acts 2, verse 4, it says that when the Holy Spirit came upon them, they started speaking in tongues, other languages. And it was such an awesome, awesome moment to see that happening with these kids. And coming through to the second part of that scripture in Luke 3:16, where it says, you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit and with fire. I had a completely different experience years, years later when I was 21. And man, I had this moment where I was actually over at a discipleship group where they were talking about prophecy. And I was listening to, and then at the end of the session, there was a moment where they said, okay, grab the person next to you and just listen to the Holy Spirit and allow yourself to be led to say what's on your heart. And I'd never really been exposed to that before. So I was like, okay, let's do this. So I grabbed the guy next to me, and the guy next to me actually ended up being a 12-year-old boy. And I mean, he's very dear to me now. He's not a boy anymore. He's like a young man. His name is Tone. And he was filled with the Holy Spirit at a young age, going out and praying for people at a young age. And here I am speaking what is on my heart. And when it's his turn, he looks at me and he says, Owen, God wants to use you, but there's walls around your heart, so he can't. Now, this is a 12-year-old. I just keep thinking back to it. I'm like, wow. And I mean, when I heard that, I was shocked. And I went to go and sit down on the couch. And as I'm sitting there, and suddenly the Holy Spirit just was like moving all over me until I could not sit there any longer. I was like, Lord, this is so true. I do have walls around my heart and they need to be broken. I want to be used by you. And I went outside, like out of the meeting, and I was just crying out to the Lord. And he said to me, walk in a circle 7 times. Because that scripture of like walking, where the Israelites walked around the walls of Jericho came to my mind, and the walls fell down. And so I felt the Holy Spirit say, walk in a circle 7 times and sing. And when I say, cry out to me and cry out the name Jesus. And so I was praising God and walking. And all of a sudden, I felt the Holy Spirit say now. And I shouted out, Jesus. And I fell to my knees. Like the Holy Spirit just overtook me. And right then, my pastor was told by the Holy Spirit, come outside. Owen, I've got something for Owen. Let him come inside. And so she grabs me. I'm on the floor sobbing. She grabs me, brings me inside. And I'm lying there on the floor. And I'm just really pressing in. And I'm asking the Holy Spirit, please, I just want what you have for me. And I'm just in this place with God. And all of a sudden, I'm telling you, my body was just hot. I could feel like this heat moving towards my face. And my body starts moving. That's the first time I'd ever encountered God like this. And it felt like, man, how do I explain it? It was like, I don't know if you guys have ever experienced pins and needles in your feet, your hands, and it's like really intense, but it was like that all over my body. It was like electricity was moving throughout my body. And it was just like, you know, like, oh man, I was on that floor. I'd never experienced anything like that with God. And that was my moment, I realized later, where God's fire was moving in me and through me. And he was purifying. He was taking things out. He was like allowing the Holy Spirit to actually be activated in my life to move in signs, wonders, and miracles. And that moment changed my life. Just like that song we were listening to now, that song changed my life until I never was the same. I started seeing signs, wonders, and miracles after that. I started walking with the Holy Spirit on a daily basis. And this is available for every single believer. Every single one of us has the opportunity to be baptized with the Holy Spirit and have that moment where he sets us on fire to live life differently, to live like Jesus Christ. You were built to handle, not handle, to hold the Holy Spirit inside of you. And it's something that every single one of us needs to be able to walk in the fullness of the call that God has for our lives. And so I want to encourage you this morning, if you feel that you really, really want this in your life, just like take a moment right now, get real with God and say, Lord, if you did it for him, you can do it for me. I want this. I want you. I want you to move in my life. Fill me with your spirit. Baptize me with fire so that I will never be the same again. So if you're asking that right now, just take some time with the Lord and be real with him and say, God, baptize me with the Holy Spirit. Baptize me with fire and let the song Flame of Fire just minister to you in this moment. In Ephesians 5:14, it says, therefore, he says, awake, O sleeper, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall shine, make day dawn upon you and give you light. Look carefully then how you walk. And this is a question right now that I feel like the Holy Spirit is actually asking us. Look carefully then how you walk. Live purposefully and worthily, accurately, and not as the unwise and witless, but as the wise, sensible, intelligent people, making the very most of the time, buying up each opportunity because the days are evil. How many opportunities does God give us every day to do what he's asking us to do? He is speaking to us, and to be very honest and open, you know what God has told you. You know it. And he's asking us to walk in obedience so that we can walk in the life that he has for us. It's a life that's going to be worth living. It's a life that's exciting. I mean, for me, it's so exciting to see when you lay your hands on someone and God moves through you to heal that person. Ah, the joy that comes into their lives, the excitement to know that they're free from pain, free from depression, free from anxiety, free from all the weapons that the enemy falls up against us. That is a life that's exciting. That is the life that we're supposed to be living, doing those things that Jesus did and even greater things than these. So let's take this question seriously. Look carefully then at how you walk. Look at your life. Take a look at what you're doing, the way you're living. Is it up to what God's idea of you is, or is it falling short? And it's honestly okay if it's falling short. We're here to be real. We're here to actually analyze and be introspective on what's actually going on and say, God, there's more. I can access more. You've given me the power of your Holy Spirit. And when the Spirit comes upon me, I receive power, ability, efficiency, and might to live that life. So grab a hold of what God has for you. Get real, do the work, and say, Lord, I'm not allowing anything to hold me back. I've just had an awesome viewer, Mupsi. She actually sent a message, and I'd really like to play something that she said in part of her message, because I really do feel that it has weight to what we're saying today.
We go through trials and tribulations, and we go through storms that we sometimes don't know why. Why just now, Lord? But you know what? God sometimes quiet us down in situations, in storms like that, to make us realize the things that really must matter to you. Not about what people can give you or people can make you feel or what people can do for you. It's about what God can do for you. We must stop limiting God. We must ask him boldly for the big things.
Amen. Mupsi, that is so true. We have to ask God for the big things. This is so vital. We cannot settle for being less than who we are. This is such wisdom. And Jesus showed us, he showed us, yes, you will face trials and tribulations, but if you draw close to me, rejoice because you have overcome the world. Greater is he who is in you than he that is in the world. And if we access that relationship with the Holy Spirit, if we allow ourselves to say, God, I'm going to hunger and thirst for you, cry out for you, cry out for those things that really matter, and seek first the kingdom, and then allow everything else to be added unto me. If I put you first, then I'll see your power, your love, your evidence in my life. It says in the Word of God that he will know those disciples by their fruit. You will know them by their fruit. And what is the fruit of the Spirit? The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, faithfulness, and self-control. If you see that in your life, that means the Holy Spirit is actually grabbing a hold of you and moving you and teaching you about how to walk just like Jesus walked. And that's the whole point. That's the whole point. There's no point in walking without God. So let's, like Mopsy said, get quiet. Get quiet in seasons when you see the troubles and the trials and the tribulations come up against you. When you see those mountains, be still in the storm and say, Lord, I need you. Because the real fact of the matter is when you're quiet, just like the Bible says, be still and know that I am God. God comes and his presence dwells in you. You're filled with him. You're able to face those moments. He gives you wisdom. He gives you understanding. He gives you the power to be able to face it. And then we can face those trials and we can just say, I rebuke you in Jesus' name. And we can see God actually move for us. There's so much more that God has for us, and we can stand on his name. And right now, we're going to listen to a song by Corin Hawthorne, which is all about standing on the name and speaking the name of God into our situations. So enjoy. Jeremiah 23:29, is not my word like fire that consumes all that cannot endure the test, says the Lord, and like a hammer that breaks into pieces even the most stubborn rock of resistance. The word of God, like a fire. The Bible says that our God is an all-consuming fire, and he gives us a weapon that is fire to be able to consume all the weapons that the enemy forms up against us. And just like we were talking about earlier, if you face trials and tribulations, God's given you something. He's given you the Word of God. He's given you the power of the Holy Spirit to be able to stand your ground and say, I am not going to move. I know my God. I know the truth. And this reminds me of a mighty man of God in the Bible. His name was Elijah. And he said constantly, as the Lord lives, in whose presence I stand. He had relationship with God. He had encounters and experiences with God that gave him a boldness to be able to say, I know God, I know what he stands for, and I'm going to stand right here in this moment and make sure that the people around me know that kind of fire. And that fire comes down to love. That fire that burns is love. And I just want to read this in 1 Kings 18, where Elijah is actually calling all the prophets of Baal together. And he is bold. This guy is bold. And he says to them, you know, how long? He says to the people of Israel, either you're going to believe God or you're going to believe the enemy. You're going to believe the prophets of Baal. Choose which side. And in verse 21, it says, Elijah came near to all the people and said, how long will you halt and limp between two options. If the Lord is God, follow him. But if Baal, then follow him. And the people did not answer him a word. They were convicted. They were like, okay, I see how I've been doubting. I see I don't really know. Can I trust God? Can I not trust God? And so Elijah was like, okay, let's put this to bed. Let's end this right now. I know God is real. He called all the prophets of Baal together, set up a test and said, we're going to prove which God is real. We're going to prove. And so he even let the prophets of Baal go first because he was so confident. And he said, if Baal is real, ask him to call down fire, bring down fire and consume the sacrifices. And the prophets of Baal were just going for it. They were cutting themselves and blood was, it was crazy. All right. What they were trying to do. And yet, Elijah's boldness never failed. In verse 27, it says, at noon, Elijah mocked them, saying, cry aloud, for he is a god. Either he is musing or like playing with you, or he has gone aside, or he's on a journey, or perhaps he is asleep and must be awakened. Now, like this guy's boldness, he's like, he is literally saying what you're believing in is so false, but like you're saying he's a god. So obviously he must be somewhere. So do it more, do it more. And they couldn't because there's only one God. His name is Jesus Christ, Jehovah Jireh. He is Elohim. He is our God, the creator of the heavens and the earth. And it's, then it was Elijah's turn, and he said in verse 37, hear me, O Lord, hear me, that this people may know that you, the Lord, are God and have turned their hearts back to you. Look at the end of that scripture. What is the whole point of carrying the fire of God in your life? It's so that other people can be drawn back to his heart of love for them. That's the whole point. That's the whole point. It's to have the hearts of his children reconciled back to him. Just like I was. Just like I was. I was going through stuff. I needed to know how real God was and that his power was real in my life. That he wasn't playing games with me. He's not playing games like the prophet of Baal and their God. He's not playing games. He's real. He loves you. He wants more for you. And he wants you to cry out to him so that you can be filled with the Holy Spirit and set on fire. That you can be filled with his word and say, like Elijah said, I stand in the very presence of God. Man, I'm telling you, Jesus is everything. He is everything. To me, he is everything. He is life. And man, I've enjoyed this conversation on being on fire for God, what that really means, what it kind of looks like. And I pray that you have been just encouraged to know that you can have real relationship with the Lord. You can have the power of the Holy Spirit living inside of you, and you can be set on fire to change the world just like Jesus did. And if you want to re-listen to what we've discussed today, then please go on to impactradio.co.za, go through to the podcast, and I'll make sure that I post it there so that you can re-listen and be encouraged by what God is really asking us to be. And, you know, it's come to the end of our time together, and please stay tuned because we've got some awesome other presenters and music coming your way. We have Lundy, who is going to be up next with her show, Just Checking In. And I want to kind of just leave you with some things that happened throughout the weekend and just a testimony that I know really just is so beautiful. There, one of my spiritual sisters was actually praying for a man's hand. He couldn't move his hand because he had a stroke. And so the left side of his body was actually malfunctioning. And she was able to, through the power of the Holy Spirit, lay hands on him and command that spirit of stroke, command that spirit of death to go in Jesus' name. And that man's hand started to move again. The Holy Spirit did that. And God, if He's doing it for one, He will surely do it for another. God said to us, seek first the kingdom. And if God is able to use someone like that to see signs, wonders, and miracles move through them, He can do it with me too. I get hungry. I get thirsty for that, to see that in my life. And I'm asking God, Lord, if You can, please teach me more. Just teach me more. I'm humble. I put myself in a position to learn. I have a teachable heart. I know I make mistakes. I know You're showing me and directing me. Just help me to see things done Your way so that I can really live the life that You've called me to live. So I just want you to remember, please keep your relationship real. Keep it real. Keep it real. I'm going to say it again. Just be real. Be sincere. Be honest. Be open. And just remember that Jesus really does love you. Have a beautiful day.